Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. This morning, I'm joined by Jacqueline Lawrence. She's CEO and founder of Legacy Showcases, a Black history production company, and also joined by Cynthia Lung. She's the director of public programs and tours at the Museum of Sonoma County. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Anthony.
So, The Spirit of Us, a musical history from Africa to hip-hop, that is the event. Tell us about it.
That is the event, and it shares our journey from Africa to the Americas, and it's very educational, and it talks about how the music came with us on the slave ships, from the drums, and our music has gone on to influence all genres of music today, including going on full circle to influence even today's African music.
Fantastic.
You know, it all started on those plantations where there were work songs, spiritual songs, even recreation songs. But you know, Anthony, none of that would have happened had my people not been enslaved and been brought to those plantations. If we weren't enslaved, the music today would look a lot different than what it does.
It does. And it's very important to know where it comes from and to be aware of that, because modern pop music, for instance, you don't really know where it comes from a lot of the times as well. And a lot of the stuff came from blues. And you
right.
really don't know that that's where it all stems from, pentatonic scales and blues scales and things like that.
That's so true.
Yeah. And even the call and response, for instance, that also stems from African music as well.
Yes, and has gone on to influence primarily gospel music to Christian music and even in other genres of music. And all that happened on the plantations.
Wow. And what will be in the event specifically? What can people see and experience?
Okay, so there's narration to provide education, so it's extremely educational. People will walk away knowing about the history of not only Africans in the Americas and how the music was influenced, but they'll also walk away with hearing some awesome songs such as Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And there's also a little drama in there. So it's very enlightening, it's inspiring, and it's very educational.
Fantastic. And this is also in cooperation with the Museum of Sonoma County.
Yes, it is. And the whole performance will take place inside the art museum at the Museum of Sonoma County. The backdrop is actually going to be David Huffman's artwork. And he's an artist in our current exhibit, See Something, Say Something. He is an African-American artist who is concerned about the stereotypes that people peg each other who's African-American. And that note, it's going to be on Saturday, February 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Our doors open at 7, and you can buy tickets online at museumsc.org. The tickets are $10 prepaid, and if you're a museum member, they're free. And if you wait until the day of the performance, it'll be $15 at the door, but still, museum members are free.
Fantastic. And what are the benefits of becoming a museum member?
The benefits, of course, are that you get to come to all of our exhibits for free, our receptions, most of our programs. And, of course, you're supporting a very important resource for the community as well.
Fantastic.
And our address at the museum is 425 7th Street, Santa Rosa, California. And a phone number in which you can also call to buy tickets would be area code 707-579-1500.
Awesome. Thank you again. Much appreciated.
And thank you for having us here, Anthony.
And thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.